Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
The shark is in the house. Welcome to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's a question for you. Is it time for you to take a life leap? Today we are going to talk to an all-American couple, Laura Berger and Glenn Tibaldio, who did just that by chucking their well-paying jobs in corporate America for the jungles of Costa Rica. We'll also talk to Stephen Heuer, the creator of an exciting new nutritional product, One World Whey. If you think you know everything about whey, or you don't know anything about it, you're in for a huge surprise. Well, first up, we have Laura Berger and Glenn Tibaldio, the creators of the Burdeo Group and the authors of Ah Chuck It, who are going to share their amazing adventure with us. So welcome, Laura and Glenn.
Hello, Sharky. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Sharky.
Hey. So you guys are the adventure couple.
Well, thanks for calling us that.
Yeah. Well, first up, Laura, why did you guys leave your well-paying jobs and decide to go to the jungles of Costa Rica? I gotta know why you did this.
So, well, let me ask you this. Have you ever laid awake at night and thought to yourself, you're just tossing and turning and thinking, is this it? You know, is this why I'm here? Is this why I'm put on this earth? And there has to be more. And it was really that constant, you know, I don't know, call it a net, just kind of coming at you and hitting a plateau in your career or the pinnacle of your career and saying, okay, what's next?
Okay.
And so it was that constant just stirring inside of us that took over and said, you know what, there's more to life than just going to work and coming home and having dinner and what is that? And for us, it was, let's do something that, you know, is a little more adventurous, to use your words.
Okay.
And life's too short not to.
Right. Well, I hear that this was your idea, Glenn, right?
Yeah, well, that's actually accurate, yes.
And how did you get Laura on board to take this leap with you? I mean, that's incredible you guys did it together.
Well, you know, that's what prompted us to write our first book, which is called Fall in Love Again Every Day. And that presents a communication technique that we learned from Laura's parents, who had learned it on a retreat weekend. And basically, it's called Write, Read, Relate. And we made it a point, once I got this bizarre idea in my head, in fact, even before that, once you do something enough in life, which for us was work, I was working constantly, your spirit will give you kind of a margin call, right? So it was giving me one. It was like, all of a sudden, one day, it's like, I just can't do this anymore. You're looking at the screen, and you're trying to type, and you can't. Your fingers just won't move. So we knew there was something needed to be done, but we didn't know what, and we wanted to take a pretty big step. So we used this write, read, relate technique. Basically, we journaled to one another. We chose a question. We journaled to one another. You know, it's 10 minutes of journaling. And then we exchanged notebooks and read it and then talked about it. We found it to be an amazing communication technique. Mm-hmm. And among other things, the consultants in us at the time, we couldn't help but put together geeky spreadsheets and use factor weighting and all that. And the funny thing about that is that, you know, whatever factor weights we came up with, we said, oh, yeah, you know, Pasadena wins today. Then for some reason, 5 minutes later, be like, oh, well, scrap the ratings and go to Costa Rica. So, you know, it just really was a lot of conversation, very deliberate, sometimes an hour and a half an evening. It was all about communication.
All right. So why did you decide on Costa Rica?
We had a pretty spiritual experience when we were there. To go through it all would be lengthy. Let's just put it this way. We went there for, I can't remember if it was a week or 10 days, somewhere in that neighborhood. The first day we were there, and this is not exemplary of Costa Rica by any means, but it just happened. They almost carjacked Laura with, in the car.
Oh, no.
And I actually was lucky enough to have stopped it. But Laura was terrified. After 9 days, we had enough of a spiritual experience with signs and whatnot and wonderful people that this idea hatched. So we went from a carjacking to, I think we really could live here in that amount of time.
Wow. Now, you both were making really good money in your jobs.
Yeah.
And so you just left that. And what was your new life actually like in the jungles of Costa Rica? Where did you guys live, and what did you do, and how did you get by?
Well, we actually ended up renting this house on top of about 300 feet above, overlooking the ocean, which was beautiful aesthetically and did not function whatsoever. I mean, we did not have water half the time, the electricity. We didn't have screens, so at night, if you turned a light on, all the bugs would fly in, and there were snakes on our doormat. And
yeah, we called them, sorry, Laura, we called them bugs the size of Chicago hot dogs. I mean, there were,
yeah.
There were bugs that big flying into the house.
Yikes.
And we also brought our two cats with us, so I was very concerned about, you know, making sure that they weren't getting, like, trying to eat a bug that could hurt them or poison them. Or,
or eat them.
Or eat them, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
or
happened.
Eat them, Sharky.
I've been there.
And, I mean, it was, so here we are surrounded by just lush rainforest, and I know that you've been to Costa Rica, so you've experienced that, but we were not protected by the elements in any way, even though we were in a house, and we didn't have basic necessities. So what your question of, you know, how was it different? Well, we moved from downtown Chicago, where 7-Eleven is 24/7, to a food truck that would deliver vegetables on, like, once a week. And it was all dirt roads, and the closest traffic light was an hour and a half. And again, the beauty of it is, you know, waking up to toucans and sloths and the howler monkeys and the ocean. It's just stunning. So it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I have no regrets. And it was also very challenging because it completely, you know, you're creating your own blueprint as opposed to following the blueprint that we are traditionally told to follow.
Right. Now, how long have you both been married?
It'll be 8 years in May.
Okay. And what was your relationship like with Glenn before you went on this adventure? And what about this adventure that what made you closer?
Can I speak to that, Glenn? I know you were about
to say
something.
Well, she asked me. Go ahead.
So, you know, we were climbing different mountains. You know, we were out and we were doing our career and climbing different mountains and coming home and kind of being in each other's presence but not totally present with one another. I was much in the driver's seat. I was, you know, very independent and just kind of figured out things on my own, and we were kind of living together but then living independent.
Okay.
And for me, the difference was now I feel like we can climb those different mountains now that we're back.
Right.
And we are each other's base camp for one another. So, you know, I know now that I can be authentically myself, and my vulnerabilities can be exposed because they were all exposed while we were living in the jungles with one another. And so I'm comfortable in knowing, hey, I can go out and I can climb this mountain and I can come home and I can collapse and I can be me and not put on that, you know, oh, I've got it all together face, I guess.
Wow.
That's what changed for me.
Well, you guys had to help each other survive where you've never had to do that before, correct?
For sure. For sure. And it was, you know, for me, I think the big lesson that you can get, you know, just to editorialize this, is from the biggest, what do you want to call it? It was a bit of a dilemma to go into a place where you envision, you know, butterflies flying by and toucans, and it was the epitome of a relaxing environment. In an environment like that, when you get as stressed out as we became, you realize the power that change has over people. Everything got flipped on its head. Our relationship and the way we interacted with each other completely did a 360. I became, you know, the command and control person because I knew the language and I was more aligned with the culture, right? And Laura reverted to the role that I had before we left, kind of. And that, we were in this amazingly beautiful, pristine environment, and there's toucans flying from tree to tree, and there we are yelling at each other in the midst of it. And it was completely wrong. It wasn't the way it was supposed to happen. And yet, you could still take that morning walk when you can get it together and just maintain perspective. And that butterfly flies in front of you, and you can hear the brook, you know, raging through the jungle, and everything is right.
Wow.
You could harness that moment and keep things objective, then you experience what you thought you were going to experience. But day to day, when we were interacting with each other and trying to get things done, get a phone line, it was completely the opposite of what we envisioned it should have been.
Right. Now, how long did you live there?
7 months.
7 months.
Yep.
Okay. And when you came back, did you go back to your old jobs?
I actually did not. I ended up completely reinventing myself and moved in. Well, I was doing consulting, and my consulting business evolved into executive coaching with an emphasis on women's leadership development. So I completely changed courses. And you know what? As a result of this experience, because coming back from it, the Burdeo Group is very much about be your best self and unleash your potential. So that's what I feel that this experience provides, and that's why we want to encourage everyone to take their own personal life leap. It may not be moving to the jungle, but, you know, what is it inside you, or what, you know, what's making you tick inside that you just want to let unleash and go do that?
Right. Now, you know what? There's a lot of people I know that would love to make a major change in their lives, like what you both did. But they either give up on their dream or they're afraid to try. And so, how were you guys really able to leave your jobs and survive? Did this take a lot of planning? Did you have to save? I mean, you know, very few people can just get up and go.
Well, we did, you know, we didn't have children, for one thing. Anybody can do this. I have to admit it was a bit easier. Well, that is quite a bit easier for us to do it, not having kids. We had savings. And we went there, and it wasn't like we decided we were going to sit in the middle of the jungle and do nothing. The real estate business was booming there. We had some contractors that were going to, have us basically be their agents. And yeah, we planned on pursuing more of a life of leisure because we needed it. But we were going to work. Now, having come back, the thing that the biggest benefit you can get from taking such a huge step in life like this is you get the kind of says who mentality. We live with certain rules that we're brought up with that say, so for example, and I don't want to seem like holier than thou and that look what I've done, right?
Yeah.
But when you see that sign on the telephone pole that says make $3,000 a month from home or whatever it is.
Oh, you guys have those too?
You look at that and say, that's not possible. Well, when you come back from something like we did, there's a voice inside you that says who? So what we did when we came back was we actually wintered in Fort Lauderdale for five months out of the year for 3 years. And we worked as consultants from home, made six-figure incomes, and never left the house. So
wow.
You kind of get this thing, like if I can do something like that, that is what I want people to hear. If you can make a change like this in your life will never be the same again because you know you can do crazy stuff, you know?
Right.
So your boundaries and rules are kind of redefined, and it's really magical. It's fantastic.
Wow. So, you know, you went through such a major change that you realized that you could do anything that you wanted to, and before you were stuck, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Now, would you recommend this type of experience for everyone, or do people have to have certain characteristics to even go out and try?
I would say that the first thing people need to do before, it's not like everybody should go to Costa Rica or everybody should even move somewhere. The Life Leap is about your passion. And when we went there to Costa Rica, there were spiritual, organic experiences that spoke to us, that really got into our core to the point where you're almost afraid of what was happening because you had never taken a leap like this, but you knew eventually it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just haul off and say, you know, somebody listening to this say, okay, next week I want to make a life leap, what is it? I think you need to either have had something you want to do for a long time or find that thing. And that's, you know, 40-50% of the battle is the passion behind it. But I think that with the right methodology and the right thinking, which is what the Life Leap's legacy we're developing, and these programs that we're developing is about, you know, we can get people to start thinking about change in ways that would give them the confidence to move forward. Break it up into little steps, not make it such a big thing. Shrink the change. And so I think anybody can do it. You just have to start with a passion.
Okay. So I notice in your literature that you have the fine print. So can you tell us what that is? Does that help with the planning? Laura?
Sure. So that actually goes back to what Glenn was referring earlier, the tool Write, Read, Relate. And, you know, so, for example, you say to your significant other or your spouse, you know, I'd really love to go buy a little house in Colorado on a farmland or in the mountains, and they're just like, yeah, whatever, fine. Okay? So fine means forget it, engaging. That's what F-I-N-E means.
Okay.
And those are the conversations that we have, especially when we're talking about dreams, because people are like, yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. And so to get beyond fine, forget it, I'm not engaging,
mm-hmm.
Write, Read, Relate has been very beneficial for us. Because when we first started out going down this path, I'm a very logical person. He was more of the creative and, you know, spontaneity and let's just go do it. And I needed to get a handle around it. So instead of me just brushing it off like, yeah, fine, whatever, just forget it, it was, all right, well, let's sit down. And for 10 minutes, what are your desires? And then we would write on it for 10 minutes. We would exchange and we would read what each other had written for 10 minutes. And so you're actually communicating wholeheartedly because you're reading as opposed to verbalizing. So that's what the fine is. It's like get rid of the fine and really go deep to help you combine each other's dreams so that when you do it, you're not pointing the finger at one another when you're sitting in the middle of the jungle with no water. And you can also look back on how you came about this decision. I mean, that's so incredible to be able to go, gosh, why did I do this in the first place? And then you go through and you look at those journal entries and you say, these are my desires. These were my expectations going into it. You know, this is what I wanted to get out of this life leap. And it's all written down. And so it grounds you when you are dealing with challenges, because you will absolutely have challenges, no question. And you will have just incredible new perspective on life and just the confidence to know, wow, look what I did and what can I do next?
Well, you know, you talk about journaling, and it sounds like you are using this as obviously a method of communication to communicate to each other your dreams and needs. So why is it easier for some people to write it down than to talk about it?
So I like to, well, I don't like to. It's not a really fortunate metaphor, but I know a lot of people, and we've been guilty of this too, of having what I like to call the cold call relationship. So I was a cold caller for, I think, 6 hours for a life insurance company when I was a teenager. That's how long I survived. You know how that is. You call, you say, hello, I'm Glenn from, you know, X life insurance company, and they say, thank you, goodbye. We had friends who have wanted to do these types of things for so long. And when one person, let's bring it the wife, says, I want to move to Colorado, that the husband immediately says, we can't afford it, or you're crazy. The conversation shut down. When you have a notebook in front of you, you can lay out all of your thoughts without interruption.
Yes.
Completion. And the other person, I don't want to say has no choice, but at least has to start reading that thing and probably be more inclined to finish if they know the expectations need to be, you know, need to be quiet about it. So you can start your discussion knowing the full point of view from the other person rather than trying to introduce, I want to go to Colorado, for 3 or 4 months and getting shot down before you give up.
Right. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this water rappelling and how it relates to navigating the hurdles of life, okay?
Great.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
For more than 20 years, Homeboy Industries has made a difference in the lives of former gang members and at-risk youth in Los Angeles. Their free programs and services have given hope and opportunity to thousands and their signature businesses, Homeboy Bakery, Homegirl Cafe and Catering, Homeboy Silkscreen and Embroidery, and Homeboy Merchandise, offers hands-on training in a safe work environment. Donate to Homeboy today and help them continue their important work. To find out more, call 323-526-1254 or visit online at www.homeboy-industries.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Laura Berger and Glenn Tibaldero. Did I say that right, Glenn?
Yes, you're one of the few, actually.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And we're talking about taking a life leap, and this is the adventure couple. If anybody knows how to do it, they do. Now, we're going to talk about something I've never heard of before. What is this water rappelling, and how do you relate it to navigating the hurdles of life? I know you both did it, so who wants to start?
Go ahead, Laura. I was going to like Glenn.
I don't care. Go ahead.
I'll start off and describe it, and then, Laura, you can take it from there.
Perfect.
So it's waterfall rappelling. One of the amazing things about where we were living was you could, I mean, it takes a while to drive there just because of the nature of the roads, but, you know, if you, about 5 miles away, were gorgeous canyons, kind of like the Indiana Jones type of environment in the jungle. And so you've got these streams with waterfalls and mountains. And basically, you take either, a four-wheel drive motorcycle, I forget what they call those, ATVs, up, or you walk it, if you're bold, and you go as high as you can, and then you just start anchoring your ropes and going down the waterfalls, descending down the waterfalls. And
wow.
That's basically what it is. And the real reward reward is every waterfall that you repel. When you get down to the bottom of it, you get to take a nice swim because there's a tide pool down there.
Oh,
so it's really, really awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so, Laura, I noticed that you give workshops on relating water repelling to the hurdles of life. And so what are the similarities?
Well, yes, there are quite a few. So with, you know, navigating anyone's career, we're all about just got to get there the quickest, fastest, you know, most direct route possible. And with waterfall rappelling, you know, the objective is to obviously navigate down the waterfall. However, you really need to be mindful and move with intention. So, and you're not going to benefit from just going straight down. You're going to miss the entire experience. And with leadership, you know, you do have to move with intention. You have to have a goal, a main focus. So their objective is, you know, to get to the next level in their organization, versus the waterfall objective is to get to the pool. And how you navigate it is going to be, is going to make you the person and the great leader that you are. So if you just, you know, shoot straight up, you're missing so much learning throughout that process. And you're gonna kinda, hit rocks along the way and you're gonna have to redirect and reposition yourself. But there's so many times that leaders, they just want to pound through the rock. You know, they're not thinking, oh, maybe if I redirect and reposition that I can go this way and there's another path that will get me there in a more effective and efficient manner. So it's a matter of moving with intention, redirecting and repositioning, and sometimes it seems counterintuitive because it's not the most direct route. Because you are navigating horizontally as opposed to vertically. And then the last thing that is very applicable is, you know, you cannot control everything and you have got to rely on and trust your anchor, that person who's holding that rope for you so that you can actually navigate. And same thing with, you know, leadership. You cannot be, a dictator. You have to rely on others and you have to let go of that control and have trusted advisors to support you both above and beneath you. And if you are trying to do it all on your own, you're missing out on the entire experience.
Okay. Well, that's some good ideas in terms of water repelling. I never would have thought about that. But let's talk about your Bodea group, because I know you help a lot of people in terms of success and business and personal. So what is the mission of this organization?
Well, the mission is that we enable clients to explore and utilize their internal charisma and virtues to elevate themselves to greater possibilities. So it really is about the short and dirty, unleashing your potential is what we are about.
Awesome. And you both work this Bodea group together, is that correct?
We do, yep. And what we're doing right now is putting together, and we're almost finished with it, it's this concept of a Life Leaps legacy. Our mission is to create a group of life leapers who will be part of something, who can define to one another in groups what their aspirations and passions are, hold each other accountable, and go through 6 to 1 year programs that with us as coaches that will get them to the point of taking a life leap the way we did. We're extremely, extremely excited about it, and the product offerings will be out very shortly. And so if people want to sign up for that, they can go to lifeleapcouple.com.
So that's so great. So you're helping other people to do what you're doing, and you're doing it as a group. Is that correct? That's cool.
Yeah, we will take in cohorts of people in waves, in groups, and they will basically be a family of individuals, declaring to one another what their aspirations are and, you know, discussing their trials, tribulations, helping each other through the situation with us as coaches, and us providing guidance and teaching them how to think through change so it's not so fearful, and so that they can actually not only take the leap, because that's only a part of it, but stay with it. Because when you're in such a situation like we were in Costa Rica, the big thing that we realized was gnawing at us when we got back, and this is, there's more to it than this, but the biggest thing is when you go into an environment, a completely different environment, you have to switch to a learning paradigm and not a I know everything paradigm, because you deep six yourself very quickly.
Oh yeah, you don't know it all in the jungle, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to take another life leap, or is one enough?
Oh, we're taking another one.
Okay.
What do you think, Laura?
Oh, we're definitely taking another one.
We're always talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this has been so much fun. Now, tell us again about your website and your books and the services. We're just about out of time. I want to make sure that we get that information, okay?
Sure. So the website is lifeleapcouple.com. A few weeks ago, we just published the book called Fall in Love Again Every Day, which it's only about a one-hour read. It's very short, but it lays out how you can engage in this journaling communication technique, which really can improve any relationship between two people, not only ones that are suffering. And everybody we've talked to is really excited about the journaling concept. Aw Chuck It will be out early spring. That's a rather comedic view of our Costa Rica experience. It's very comedic. It's like Two Flakes and a Snake is one chapter title, which is my brother-in-law and I trying to kill a pit viper.
Oh,
me and my Montero, because we had a Montero that never worked. So that's the Montero. And it also has our writings to each other in the communication technique, the authentic writing. So it has a very funny side and a serious side to it as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You guys are amazing, and it's so neat that you're going to help others to take a life leap as well. And so thanks again, Laura and Glenn.
Pleasure to be
here.
Thank
you, Sharky.
Yes, and we'll be right back after this.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
I'm Marie Osmond. Choices, some are minor, others life-changing. But what if your small choices matter the most, like the stairs or the elevator, baked or fried? What if these small choices determine if you'll be the one out of every three women who die of heart disease this year? These choices might not seem life-changing today, but women are dying of heart disease at the rate of almost one per minute. Luckily, it's mostly preventable. Choose to act. Our hearts, our choice. Make your choice at GoRedForWomen.org.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman, and next up is Stephen Hewer, a naturopath who has created an amazing nutritional product, really unlike any other. It's called One World Way. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you, Sharky. It's a pleasure to be on your show and have a chance to share what I'm excited about with your listeners.
Right, right. Well, first up, what is whey?
Whey protein. Well, you know that thing about Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey, that nursery rhyme or nursery story?
Right.
She was, the curds are the denser, larger protein structures within milk that form cheese, and then the liquid part that's left over after cheese has been made is called whey. And that liquid whey is a very magical liquid that nature created that was discovered actually from the time of Hippocrates hundreds of years ago. It's been known to be very medicinal, very healing as a food to the human body, and there actually used to be spas in Europe, 160 of them, throughout the 1800s, early 1900s. There was 160 spas in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, devoted to disseminating and dispensing fresh liquid whey to the aging, to the sick, because it was known that if a person drank enough of this over a period of time, their health would usually recover. So whey is this fresh liquid product from milk, healthy cow's milk, that most people are aware of as a protein powder on the market, but our product is uniquely different.
Yes, in fact, thank you so much for letting me test out your product. And I really did notice a difference because I do, you know, have some whey powder on my own that I've had for many years. But when I tried your product, What was amazing to me was that I could actually go and work out after it and actually do a hot yoga class after it, which, you know, I've never been able to do that with any protein powder before. So how is your product different?
Our product is different in that we do something with it that, first of all, the cow's diet is really important and that it should be grass. And ours is grass-based throughout the spring and summer months, but then in the winter months it's a grass hay. And that is their diet, and it's from an organic site, quality feed. There's no chemical fertilizers used. There's no hormones or antibiotics used on the animals. These are all Jersey-type cows, which is the preferred genetic breed of a cow to get your milk from. And they're raised by Amish. And so we start out with really healthy milk, and then the milk that we get from these cows is never heated, unlike all the other milk products on the market. And we separate the casein out of the milk, and we have just this fresh liquid whey left. And then this fresh liquid whey goes through a process, which is just a filtration process. There's no heat or chemicals used to remove the lactose. And we also remove about 95% of the fat, because when we made it with the fat in it and gave it to people as a dry powder with the full fat content, people did gain weight, so we reduced fat content so that that wouldn't occur.
Yay.
And, yeah. And so we ended up with, and then we put it through a 7-step cold dry process that is extremely unique. It's all proprietary. I don't even know the steps because it's part of this inventor's proprietary knowledge. So it's part of our trade secret that we are able to achieve the microbial sanitation required by law to meet USDA and FDA microbial sanitation standards, but we didn't do it with heat. We didn't do it with radiation. And we've achieved it with, you could say, cold methodologies that no one knows about yet in the industry. And as a result, this preserves the protein structure that nature created in that way. And when I say preserve the protein structure, I mean that the shape of the protein didn't get damaged, or the, and more importantly, the amino acids which make up the proteins, their geometric shapes did not get bent or twisted. When you heat proteins, you bend or twist amino acids, and this changing of their shape makes them unusable to the body and actually toxic to the body. So we have a whey protein that's fully digestible, fully absorbable, and the effects then can be quite miraculous in terms of health improvement and also in terms of ease of digestion. Every single person that has a dairy intolerance has had zero dairy intolerance to our whey protein. They have all thrived on it.
So even though this is made from milk, people who have problems with dairy products don't have any problem with
one-word whey.
Wow.
Exactly. No single person with an extreme dairy intolerance that we've introduced this to has ever had a problem with it. They've all thrived on it. And one of the reasons that you're able to go into your Bikram yoga class or hot yoga class and benefit is because you're feeding your muscles the branched chain amino acids. This is nature's richest source of branched chains, which is valine, leucine, and isoleucine, and that's what one-third of the muscle protein of our body is composed of. So you're supporting muscle repair and not muscle loss when you're working out. But you're also raising your glutathione levels, which is going to give you more endurance when you're all the exercise and all that oxygen inhalation that you do, whether it's yoga or anything else. You're going to be subjecting your body to more free radical formation. Well, that's being neutralized in a much higher rate by having much higher levels of glutathione produced from taking this whey, so you'll get more endurance, more ease of performing any athletic endeavor as a result of taking this prior to a workout.
Okay, so you mentioned glutathione. What is it, and why is it so important?
Glutathione is three amino acids that come together to make this triple peptide. And the one amino acid that's limited in the body and in the food supply that makes it the controlling factor is the sulfur amino acid called cysteine. Nature's richest source of cysteine comes from whey. And so when you consume a whey that hasn't been damaged by heat so that you're getting all the full benefit of the cysteine from non-damaged whey, your body will take that protein in the whey and the cysteine and will feed all 75 trillion cells in your body so that every single cell can produce the 10% glutathione content that it's supposed to. People, when they understand this, they'll realize that, wow, 10% of the protein structure of every cell of your body is supposed to produce glutathione, but can't unless the building block is provided in the cofactors. So you're getting the building blocks and the cofactors pretty much. I mean, you might still need trace minerals to support this, but you're getting the building blocks from this. To do that, the cysteine goes into the cell. It combines with glutamic acid and glycine. It's abundantly available in your cells already, and now your cell can make the glutathione. Glutathione is an antioxidant, so it neutralizes free radicals. It's also your number one way by which you detoxify poisons. It is the substance which will bind to mercury, chemicals, drugs, heavy metals, you name it, whatever the toxin is. It will bind to it, neutralize the toxin, allow it to enter the circulatory system so the liver can filter it out in the bile. So glutathione is the body's number one means by which it detoxifies itself and the number one means by which it stops inflammation or stops free radicals. It's very powerful and very important.
So how many diseases are linked to a deficiency of glutathione?
Say that again?
How many diseases are linked to us not having enough glutathione?
68 different diseases to a glutathione deficiency. And, you know, every single condition or disease process where there's is always involves some degree of inflammation. And if you had more glutathione production, you could actually help to lower the symptoms or help support the healing of that process in your body. Simply by raising glutathione. It's very important for the body to prevent disease and help to reverse it.
Okay, excellent. Now we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we want to talk more about your amazing product. Okay, Stephen?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch, go to a park, or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm here with Stephen Hauer, and we're talking about his new nutritional product, One World Whey. And there are so many different health benefits associated with this one source of food. Stephen, I'm just amazed. And you talked about when in the processing how you take all the fat out because you needed to because people were originally gaining weight. But you also, I also see that this can help people lose weight. Why?
The way by which it helps people lose weight is several factors. One is that when you introduce amino acids into the body, a very assimilable form of amino acids like our whey, is that they will go to the pancreas and they will trigger the pancreas to produce a hormone called glucagon. And glucagon is the hormone which causes you to release glycogen, which is your muscle sugar. So you have stored muscle sugar in your liver and in your muscles that is a slow-release form of glucose. And when you have a slow-release form of glucose, you keep your blood sugar steady, your brain fueled with its primary energy, which is glucose, and you end up having a more even energy and less craving for carbohydrates. And when you have a more even glucose supply, your body recognizes there's no famine. The brain goes, okay, if I have a steady supply of glucose, there's no famine. Therefore, there's no need for excess body fat. There's no need for excess reserve energy. So I'm going to go ahead and turn up the metabolic fires, and I'm going to get rid of this excess body fat. It's not needed. That's one mechanism. The other is that when you raise glutathione levels, because fat serves two purposes. It serves the role of being able to supply you with reserve fuel, but the body will also intentionally put on body fat or use body fat as a storage depot for toxins. And if those toxins are not neutralized before they exit, the body has to put toxins through a process of neutralizing their toxicity before it allows them to go into circulation. Otherwise, it won't release them. So if those toxins in the fat are not neutralized, then the body will hold on to the fat no matter how much calorie restriction you do, no matter how much dieting you do, because it won't let the fat be removed until the toxin is removed. So if you produce the glutathione in higher levels by taking the whey, you will produce enough glutathione to detoxify your fatty tissues of stored toxins, drugs, heavy metals, chemicals, whatever it may be. And when those fat becomes detoxified, the body says, okay, now it's safe to release and remove the body fat. And the nice thing about, again, taking the whey is that it supports your muscle tissue repair, your muscle metabolism, so you don't sacrifice muscle loss by consuming our whey protein. You keep your muscle and you lose the fat in a healthy manner. So we've had a number of people report to us they've lost fat effortlessly while they kept their muscle. And some guys have even increased the muscle even without any further exercise.
Well, that's a perk.
Yeah.
Wow. And you also mentioned keeping the blood sugar level. So does this reduce the risk for type 2 diabetes?
It does. You can't claim that it'll treat it, of course, but you can claim that protein does work beneficially in the body for a diabetic. And we do have a couple of case histories of women with type 2 diabetes. One of them said that all of her neuropathy in her feet went away. So this is pain in her nerves in her feet that went away completely. So she was able to now play with her kids, and her blood sugar became much more normal than ever just from being on our way. She was able to play and run around with her kids on the grass for the first time in, I guess, years as a result of that nerve pain in her feet going away after being on the whey protein. And another one that told us that her blood sugar levels have come back into normal range, and she feels better than ever since she's been on the way. And she has both these testimonies are on our testimonial section of our website.
Awesome. You know what I really noticed in testing your product against the one that I normally used is your product tastes so great, but it doesn't have any sugar or artificial flavors. And so why does it taste so good?
Yeah, well, the inventor once again did something rather unique, and where we take a cold water extracted stevia. So no one's ever done that. Everyone heat extracts their stevia based on the majority of what's being done out there. And that damages the stevia molecules and it creates a bitter metallic flavor. So then they have to add alcohol, sugars, and whatever. But we've achieved a cold water extraction which leaves the stevia tasting very smooth and sweet naturally, so that you have that wonderful sweetness factor that stevia provides, but without any actual sugar calories. And then we take a cold processed strawberry powder, cold processed vanilla powder, and a cold processed chocolate powder, and create the three different flavors of chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry. So there's no synthetic flavors, no synthetic sugars or artificial sweeteners, and no sweeteners that are actually caloric sweeteners of any kind. And so it tastes like a chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry malt. And it's just outrageously delicious, whether it's mixed with water or, now I personally prefer raw milk because I like the fat content in raw milk, but if you don't have access to raw milk, it's certainly still very palatable by itself.
Yeah. I mix it with almond milk.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah. I also notice in the directions that you say not to blend your whey protein powder at high speeds. Why?
Well, we have to realize that those mechanical blades going at high speeds are physically the centrifugal force, and they're coming in, they're going to be, you know, at high speeds hitting the proteins of the protein powder, and we don't want to damage those proteins by that mechanical, you know, blender action. So we're just taking every precaution so that the amino acids and the proteins are the most whole and intact possible. I still blend mine, but just for like a second. So I just, that would prevent me from destroying, you know, hardly any, if any. So I just blend it for a second to make it mix quickly. But if you want to protect it even more, then you don't even need to blend it at all. You'd shake it up in your liquid or you'd stir it with a spoon or something.
Okay. Stevie, a question just comes to mind. Isn't it expensive to make a product like this where you're cold pressing, you've got grass-fed cows?
Well, yeah, the technology is extremely expensive. And, the process is more expensive. What I found as a practitioner, and I am a degreed naturopath, I've been a nutritional consultant for 21 years professionally, full-time, and what I found in my efforts to learn how to detoxify the body, especially my personal experience of detoxifying mercury, is that there are a lot of different protocols out there designed to try and detoxify substances out of the body, whether it's zeolite, whether it's cilantro, whether it's chlorella, different ways that people are trying to achieve that. And I have found that this supports the body, this whey protein supports the body in such an all-encompassing manner that it covers the need for the detox better than anything, liver support better than anything that I've worked with, and the anti-inflammatory. All these benefits are achieved so that you could literally charge $300 for a 5-pound container and you'd still be in a fair price range. But we don't. We charge what's needed to be able to do a business and but keep it as economical as possible. So it's on a high-end scale of the high-end whey protein powders on the market. It's on the end of the highest quality, but it's still in a league by itself because all the other ones are pasteurized. So it does cost more to make it, both technologically and but the actual benefits are surpassing even the cost that you're spending on it. That's what people need to realize. Your protein expense for food will go down if you use this because you won't need to eat as much animal proteins. And your overall supplement expense should go down because you won't need as many supplements.
Oh, perfect. Now, where can we get your product? Is it available in the stores? I know you have it on your website, but where can we get it?
Yeah, right now, most people will get it from us because there's very few people that are carrying it right now. So it's sgn80.com is the website, sgn80.com, or people can call us at the 888 number, which is 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. And, if people want more evidence that this is doing something, that or might do something to benefit them, they should check out our testimonial section of the website and read some of the testimonies.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Stephen, and telling us about this wonderful product. And, you know, I can, you know, add my testimony. I think it's a great product, and I'm going to order some more. Yay!
Thank you for having this show very much and for having me on, Sharky.
Sure, sure. We'll be right back after this.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo. Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Thanks so much for joining us today and to my special guests, the Adventure Couple, Laura Berger and Glenn Tabadio. Get their fun book, Ah Chuck It, and start planning your life leap now. And also Stephen Huer, the creator of One World Way. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.